We are in the midst of Severe Weather Awareness Week. Statewide tornado drills take place at 1:45 p.m. on Thursday. According to Cook County Emergency Management Director Jim Wienanen, if you want to participate in the drill, you may have to set your alarm clock.
Here in Cook County, we don't have sirens like other communities have, so we have to look at this a little differently. The warnings will be broadcast over National Weather Service radio, so if people have those and are tuned in, they can get the alerts that way. Severe Weather Awareness Week covers all of those things that we think about this time of year: thunderstorms, lightning, hail, high winds, tornadoes. So people need to kind of have that in mind and then consider what their response would be.
Wienanen urges every family and business to put weather emergency plans into action. Although tornadoes have been spotted in the county only twice in the last 60 years, hazardous weather can occur winter and summer.
You don't want to think about it when you get the alert over the radio. So thinking about it ahead of time means having your own family emergency plan. And most people think about that in terms of what do I need to take with me if I have to leave, or what do I need to have on hand if I am confined to my home and roads aren't open and the like. Kind of a catchy phrase if you need to pack up and go is to remember your pills, your pictures, your papers, and your pets. The medications, the important things for your family, the pictures kind of a thing, important papers, and don't forget the pets on your way out. It's not much fun to have the emergency responders be reminded that you left your pets back there and then they have to allocate resources to help get them out.
As a part of Severe Weather Awareness Week, county organizations and agencies will be participating in an emergency services conference this weekend. Wienanen added the finishing touches are being put on a revised all-hazard mitigation plan and should soon be posted for public comment on the county's website. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.